You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Tony Howell, and I am so excited to welcome you to Conversations with Changemakers. And on this episode, we speak with Leia Salonga. She's officially a global changemaker. An ambassador for the United Nations, Leia Salonga has sung for 6 Philippine presidents, 3 American presidents, and 2 members of British royalty. From her award-sweeping performance as Kim in Miss Saigon, to voicing 2 of the most empowered Disney princesses in song, she is an icon of music, theater, television, film, print, and even web. Most recently on Broadway in the Tony-winning revival of Once on This Island, she also revealed some of America's untold past in the new musical, Allegiance. In addition to being the very first Asian woman to win a Tony Award, Leia was the first Asian performer to play both Eponine and Fantine in Les Miserables, also appearing in the 10th and 25th anniversary concerts. But beyond her status as Broadway and West End royalty, the Walt Disney Company bestowed her with an honorary title, Disney Legend. She sold more than 19 million albums and continues to sell out concerts all over the world. But the secret, beneath her powerful voice, she has the most beautiful human heart.
Even if my intent is one thing, and even though I will try to word something so that I am not misunderstood, I get misunderstood anyway. So I just try to be as careful and as fully intentioned as possible when I put something out on social media, so that there's no ambiguity, no misunderstanding, no sense of, okay, exactly what does she mean when she writes this? And I try to use I try to use positive examples if I'm, say, going to write a post about other things. I try to use something else to lead into my questions. And then I just let people just try to answer and see if I can glean any information from people's responses. But there's always going to be, you know, an expletive person, out there, whose sole, reason for living seems to be giving people a hard time, or just being on the attack, which I really don't understand. I mean, this is a tough world already, and I don't get why there are people who just want to spread negativity. It's not about being critical. Critical is one thing, but the ad hominem times 100 attack is what I don't understand. It's like there, so I try to be as good an example as I can be, even if I'm about to interact with someone whose views may not necessarily jive with my own. I have to try and keep it as classy and as non-judgmental as I can, as difficult as it can be. I figure that if I always try to stay on the, you know, trying to use as much logic and reason as possible, in a while still passionately trying to defend my own views, then maybe we won't have to come to an agreement right now, but you know, the other person engaging with me should know that they can safely share their views and not get insulted. I'm not going to go down to that level just because, I mean, why? I mean, there has to be, at the very least, there has to be respect between myself and whoever is reading my stuff. I have to, you know, I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence. And so the strategy, I guess, is to try to be as transparent as possible, to be very, to always word things as simply and as directly as I can, you know, and to time things for when I'm not so heated in the head. Mm. Sometimes, though, I can't help that, and I get myself in trouble.
This episode drops on Monday, September 14th at 7 a.m. Eastern, right here on this feed. And in the full conversation, we discuss lessons from The Voice and how Leia has learned to create content in all mediums: theater, music, film, TV, print, web. She shares how to craft and compose your message as a change maker. Also, you'll hear her wish, if she had a magic Disney wand, for the next 10 years and for the future of our world. Subscribe so that you can get this full conversation as soon as it's released. And I also want to let you know, we're currently running a free digital wellness challenge. So if you want to improve your habits and your relationship with your devices, hop over to tonyhowell.me and join us. Have a great weekend.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.